How frustrating was it going through this game with the number of drops you had from your receivers to come back to them, essentially?
You know, we had opportunities. They battled their butts off for me, and that's all I can ask, you know. Nothing's going to be perfect. Tonight wasn't perfect in any means on offense. And, you know, this is a game we got to learn from. A lot of people got experience. A lot of people got reps. You know, we had a lot of guys go down. You know, it hurts, but you got to find a way to win. And we were still in it at the end, but we just didn't make the critical plays that needed to be made.
Brett, what happened on that red zone interception?
That was just a bad read, bad throw. You know, I could have dotted him early, held it, and then just misread it.
How bad were the field conditions?
You know, it was pretty slippery out there at first. So, you know, for me, I had to change my cleats, and I'm sure a lot of the guys did as well. I thought it'd be, you know, warming up felt pretty good. But, you know, when you're out there moving full speed to try to stop and cut, it was rather slick. So just had to adjust with that as well.
When did you change it?
I think I slipped on one of the plays. Yeah, I think I pulled it and slipped and fell. And then it was early in the game, and then I ran off and changed my cleats.
There was the one throw to your right that came up low to Jordy.
That was a slip as well.
Yeah,
there was a couple. I mean, it's hard, especially, you know, to keep your balance on some stuff like that. But, you know, you just got to play with it and figure it out as you go.
Rick, why so many deep throws tonight? The weather would seem to suggest otherwise, but you guys definitely took some shots tonight.
Yeah, you know, that was the mindset. You know, we're going to give our guys 50-50 balls and give them opportunities. And that was our mindset going in. And, you know, we were taking shots and just letting it air out a little bit. And, you know, we took our shots. And, you know, we'll look at the film and come back.
Devontae, who you've been so productive with all year, and then you lose Jordy. How difficult is it to, you know, be with those two guys and still function?
I mean, it's really hard. You know, when you got two big studs out there and you lose them, and then, you know, G-Mo goes down and then Trev is out, then, you know, your right tackle goes down the first play, then your running back goes out. I mean, it becomes really hard, but at the same time, you know, like I said, a lot of people got reps and experience, and you got to find a way to win. That's the name of the game. Defense played their butts off. Offense, you know, we didn't capitalize on the plays we needed to, and, you know, that starts with me. So I got to be able to lead this team no matter who's on the field and get us in better opportunities to put some points on the board.
Goes down, how much of your offense goes down with him and you lose your two tight end set?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I think I just rattled off like six or seven names, and I'm forgetting people. But it's hard. You know, it obviously limits the offense, but at the same time, like I said, this game is about winning. You know, nobody's going to look who was on the field when they look back and look at this game. Nobody's going to care, you know. Who was in, who wasn't in, nobody's going to figure that out when they look at anything else other than this final score. And that's what matters, you know, in this game of football. It's hard to win a game in the NFL, but, you know, that's, you know, when you separate good from great, is finding ways to win and adjusting and given circumstances like we had tonight. So, you know, it's a learning experience for myself, you know, a lot of the players who got experience, and a lot of the young guys.
Michael Clark seemed to, like, make a miraculous catch every day during training camp. How exciting was it to get him out on the field and get him some action tonight?
Yeah, he's such a great guy, you know, and he's been fighting for this opportunity to get out there. And tonight he got his opportunity, and, you know, he looked good, you know, and he's coming along, and he's doing a great job for us. And, you know, we were just giving him an opportunity to show what he can, and, you know, he's going to be a big-time playmaker for us down the road.
Purposely isolate him a couple of times.
It all depends. You know, obviously we had him split out. One, because there was a lot of guys down. Two, just because you know, Minnesota was sort of playing, just bumping everybody to the field and isolating the backside with Michael Clark and putting a bar on the running back. So, you know, you have to find your matchups. You have to find your one-on-one opportunities, especially playing the Vikings. They do a good job at, you know, playing defense first off. They're a great defense, and, you know, credit to them. And you just have to find your matchups, find the one-on-ones, and, you know, just try to make it work.
How would you assess your games at home this season?
You know, statistically, not great. I'll tell you that much. You know, and that sucks because, you know, everybody wants to play great at home. For me, it hasn't been the greatest. But at the same time, you know, I'm giving it my all every game. And I'm not going to walk out of here with my head down. Obviously, it sucks to lose, and it sucks not to play great at home. But I'm giving it my all, and that's all I can do, no matter if we're home or away. So, you know, my head will be head held high. And, you know, that's the name of the game.
Two more. What did you think about how the team fought through all the injuries and everything? I mean, what was kind of the mood on the field?
I mean, I think a lot of the guys showed their character and showed that, you know, they were willing to, you know, they put their butts on the line this game. And obviously defense, like I said, did a great job, you know, keeping the Vikings offense, you know, to 16 points. It is a big accomplishment, and you know, for us, like I said, we all battled our butts off with all the injuries, with everything. You know, there is no excuse. You know, a lot of guys were in there, but we're all in the league for a reason. We all play this game for a reason, and everybody has ability. Everybody, you know, can play the game, especially if we're in the NFL in the first place. But you know, we battled our butts off, and so that's why I said, you know, I hope everybody walks out of here with their head held high.
Injuries kind of stack the deck against you, but you know, during these 8 starts, you've had some really great moments where you showed what you're capable of. Is it frustrating to not? You kept talking about consistency every time.
Yep.
What's that like for you to deal with?
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's so frustrating. Just because of the fact that I know what I can do, I know, you know, what my expectations of myself is, are higher than anybody who, you know, is watching TV at this moment, any coach, you know. I'm putting in the work, you know, I'm doing what I have to do. But, you know, to go out there and not be consistent, which is my number one goal, and just give our team an opportunity to win each game, that hurts. You know, like I said, it's easy to go out there and just play, but, you know, when you got 10 other guys busting their butt for you, you know, I play for them. They're busting their butts for me. And, you know, all I try to do is just be the best I can, be consistent, give them an opportunity to win. And, you know, it's hard.
Thank you.